Gold and other precious metals often rise in price during periods of market instability and uncertainty because they are widely viewed as safe haven assets. When investors feel confident, they tend to move money into riskier investments like stocks, growth companies, and speculative assets. But when fear increases due to inflation, war, financial crises, political turmoil, or recession, people become more focused on preserving wealth than multiplying it. In those moments, gold and precious metals attract demand because they represent stability, scarcity, and protection against worst-case outcomes. One reason gold rises during uncertainty is that it is not tied to any one company or government. A stock depends on corporate earnings, leadership decisions, and consumer demand. A currency depends on the policies and discipline of a government and central bank. But gold is not a promise made by anyone. It does not depend on a CEO or a political system to maintain its existence. It is a physical asset with global recognition and long history as a store of value. When people lose faith in institutions, they seek something that feels more permanent, and precious metals have traditionally played that role. Another reason is that gold tends to perform well when confidence in paper currency weakens. In times of crisis, governments often respond by increasing spending and expanding the money supply to stabilize the economy. While those actions can prevent collapse, they can also create inflation or reduce the perceived purchasing power of money. Gold has a reputation as a hedge against currency devaluation because its supply cannot be printed or created instantly. It must be mined, refined, and produced at a slow pace, which reinforces the perception of scarcity. When the public expects the value of currency to fall, gold becomes attractive as an alternative store of purchasing power. Gold also rises when real interest rates are low or negative. Real interest rates are interest rates after inflation. When inflation rises faster than yields on savings or bonds, holding cash becomes less rewarding. Investors may then seek assets that they believe will better preserve value. Gold does not pay interest, but when cash and bonds offer weak returns, the opportunity cost of holding gold decreases. In other words, gold becomes more appealing when the alternatives seem less reliable. Psychology also plays a major role. Markets move not only based on numbers, but based on emotion and narrative. In unstable environments, people look for certainty. Precious metals carry a powerful symbolic meaning. They represent wealth that feels tangible, durable, and independent. Gold has been valued across cultures for thousands of years, which creates a shared belief that it will retain value in almost any scenario. When fear rises, belief becomes demand, and demand pushes prices upward. Precious metals like silver, platinum, and palladium can also rise during uncertainty, though they behave differently because some have heavy industrial use. Silver, for example, is both a precious metal and an industrial metal, meaning it can be influenced by economic slowdown as well as safe haven demand. Still, during crisis periods, the overall interest in metals tends to increase because investors seek diversification and protection. Ultimately, gold and precious metals rise in unstable times because they function as financial insurance. People don't buy insurance because they want disaster. They buy it because disaster is possible. Gold is similar. It is rarely the most exciting asset during booming markets, but it becomes attractive when investors want safety, liquidity, and preservation. In uncertain times, protecting wealth becomes more important than chasing growth, and gold becomes a natural place for the world to hide.